Golden Voices. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1. That's on page 151 and following. We'll use the insert from this past Sunday, the 14th Sunday after Trinity. Readings are on one side, propers are on the other. Two options for the hymn of praise. We'll sing the Gloria this evening. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, you shower down upon us blessing after blessing. We thank you. We thank you for all of these blessings that sometimes go unnoticed and unappreciated. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son, the great physician of body and soul, to heal us in the sickness of our sin. Heavenly Father, tonight we give you thanks for all of those agents that you use to bring about health, wellness, and healing. But most of all, we thank you for the gift of Jesus, who has washed us clean in his holy, precious blood. Heavenly Father, for this, we are eternally thankful. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to give us life and life to the full. Amen. Amen. Hymn 811.
Oh,
page 151. Please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing the introit appointed for the day. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Son of the Father, Lord God,
us pray. O Lord, keep your church with your perpetual mercy, and because of our frailty, we cannot but fall. Keep us ever by your help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for the 14th Sunday after Trinity is from Proverbs chapter 4. Hear, my son, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered. And if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not go on to it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. The epistle is from Galatians chapter 5. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Alleluia and verse. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Continue with the hymn of the day, number 849. 849.
God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Tonight's message comes from our gospel text, the miracle of the healing of the 10 lepers. 10 people with leprosy. Put yourself in their shoes. Imagine your life as a leper. You've got these light-colored blotches of skin and dark-colored blotches of skin all over your body, your arms, your legs, your neck, your face. Light patches of hair, white hair growing in patches all over your body, even your face. And you've got these sensitive spots of skin. They are lesions that itch. And upon that very first itch, bleed all over your body, your arms, your legs, your face. And they scab over, and it itches more, and it bleeds more. There's also very real pain and suffering that goes along with this disease of leprosy. But our gospel text tonight doesn't say 10 people with leprosy. It says 10 lepers. You leper, have been labeled, cast off by your own family, shunned by your own school, shunned by your own friends. You with this leprous disease, you can't even find mercy at your own church. You go to temple to pray. Your own church, as a leper, has shunned you. After all, you're a sinner. You must be. Look at you. Look at this disease you have. Don't come near me. In fact, our Lord God doesn't even want you near him. Without mercy from God, might as well be dead. You are very frightening to look at as a leper, but you know a few things. You know this dirty, unclean disease caused by sin has been passed on to you. You know this because every symptom you have is described in aching detail in Leviticus. The very word of God has labeled you unclean, diseased, unholy. And you know, as a leper, you know that you cannot clean yourself. You cannot heal yourself. You cannot make yourself holy. And you know, as a leper, you know the full effect of God's law upon your unholiness. The Lord God says himself in Leviticus 22, if anyone of all your offspring throughout your generations approaches the holy things that the people of Israel dedicate to the Lord while he has an uncleanness, that person shall be cut off from my presence. I am the Lord. And now you know, you're not just oppressed by friends and family and the priests at the temple, but by the Lord himself. You've heard God's word, and death is imminent because of sin. And you are anguished, and you now know true desperation. Might as well be dead. Life as a leper. Imagine these 10 lepers in our text, itching, bleeding, spots all over, gross to look at, gross in the very eyes of God that sees the sin. And these poor lepers, they don't even know that Jesus was about to go die on a cross and have mercy on all. But these lepers do know something about this Jesus facing certain death. They are desperate for mercy. And they stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." These lepers know the very name of Jesus. These lepers know that Jesus, Master, is one who has authority. And these lepers know that Jesus has had mercy on others, sharing a word and healing as he ministered to villages. 10 lepers, knowing, feeling the law of God that is crushing them to death, search for mercy. Jesus answers with a word. "Go and show yourselves to the priests." You see, it's the same word of God in Leviticus that tells us that it is only the priests who can declare them clean, declare them holy again. And with that very word of Jesus, "And as they went, they were cleansed." A very literal translation of this from the original Greek: "And it happened upon their departure, they were healed." This miracle happened. This is not a tall tale. This is not a parable. This miracle happened. Absolute truth. 10 lepers healed. Then one of them, not one of the lepers, no, because that label of leper, that label of uncleanness, unholiness, had just been wiped away with a word. This one of them knows something. This one of them confesses something. This one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. This one makes a confession. "Jesus, you are my God. Jesus, you are my high priest. The very thing that you just told me to go do. Jesus, as I fall at your feet, you are the very real object of my faith." Jesus answers this confession with a word: "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Now, step out of the shoes of a leper and back into your own shoes, present day. In this world today, we have plenty of the physical effects of sin, of which the payout is death. Leprosy may be gone. Leprosy, sure, may be a thing of the past. But don't we have cancer, emphysema, Parkinson's, even the flu? Have you ever seen an encyclopedia of diseases? Inches thick. Because of the sin of the world. Because of your sin. What else does death look like? If that's not enough, take a look around. Gray hair, balding hair, losing hearing, losing sight, getting up at 3 a.m. to go to the bathroom, forgetting things, muscles that ache, bones that get brittle and break. Death is all around us because of the disease of sin of the world. You have been evicted. You have been disqualified from the tree of life. There is real pain and suffering that go with all these maladies, all these signs of death we see. But there's also very much despair, pain and suffering of the soul, leprosy of the soul. I visit a lot of folks, those who are shut in, and these people do know suffering. They also know some suffering of despair. Some of them have been cast off by their very own family. Has this ever happened to you? Or have you done this to someone else? Some of them are completely closed off from their community. No communication with friends. Has this ever happened to you? Or have you ever shut out someone else? These folks I visit, some of their fondest memories is of their time in worship. And these folks cannot go to church every Sunday. Has that ever really happened to you? Or have you prevented it for someone else? The sin of the world, the disease, the wages of your sin is your death. But you know, like the lepers, you cannot heal yourself. You cannot clean yourself. You certainly cannot make yourself holy. You know the law. You've heard the word. The law that you cannot keep and its effects on you, the sinner. The effects that we see all around us. The law oppresses you because you cannot do it. You could not fulfill it. And now you know that you need cleansing. You need mercy. The very same word of God that has showed you your sin also shows you your Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Like the lepers, you know the saving name of Jesus. You know that Jesus has authority. He rose from the dead. You know that Jesus has had mercy before. But you know something that the lepers did not. Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem. Jesus has given his blood to heal you, to clean you, to make you holy. In giving up his life, Jesus has healed all pain and suffering of your soul. Your leprosy is gone. On the way to Jerusalem, he doesn't take the easy way out, bleeds and dies for you. He does the work of fulfilling the law for you. You know what? He didn't even take the easy way to Jerusalem. He could have gone a little bit to the east and downstream on the Jordan River. But our text today tells us between Samaria and Galilee, traveling from village to village through rough terrain, so that his word, his ministry, his cleansing could be shared with them, and so that his word, his mercy, his cleansing can be shared with you right here and right now. And then he gets to Jerusalem and goes to bleed and die on the cross for the sin of the entire world. It's blood that cleanses away your sin personally. You are forgiven. Your sin is gone, and thus your death is gone. His death replaces your imminent death. And his rising from the dead guarantees your rising. The risen, living Jesus Christ has hands that bear the marks of steadfast love and suffering for you. Hands that bear the marks of abundant mercy, outpouring mercy for you, for your complete healing of body and soul. The mercy of Christ is so abundant. After all, were not 10 healed? Seek His mercy. Know His mercy. Grip onto it like a leper. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Because you know, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you know and you confess what the one former leper knows. Jesus is God. Jesus is your high priest, your great mediator that reconciles you to the Father. Knowing that you are healed, you confess that the very body of Jesus, the very blood of Jesus, is your very, very real object of faith. You praise God at the very feet of Jesus at the Lord's Supper, giving Him thanks. Jesus heals sick sinners. And with a word, Jesus gives His answer to your good confession. Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Amen. May the mercy of Christ be known to you forever and ever. Amen. Please stand. We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed on page 158. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
This time we continue with the prayer of the church. Let us pray. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the holy Christian church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, and for the fruitfulness of the earth, and a safe harvest season, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for those who labor, for those whose work is difficult and dangerous, and for all of those who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all of those who are sick and suffering and dying, especially those in our own midst who we remember, including Ron, Phyllis, Harlan, and all others whom we name in our hearts, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all of those in need, for all of those who are hungry or homeless, for the widowed and the orphaned, and for all of those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who grants healing of both body and soul would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
We stand and sing together the offertory found on page 159.
I will take the blood.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy,
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Amen. Please stand as we sing together the Nunc Dimittis, page 165. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. We sing our closing hymn, hymn 632, hymn 632.
Be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Just a couple of quick announcements before we dismiss. Good Shepherd news and notes are on the back shelf. If you didn't get one this past weekend, they're there. All the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead are listed. We have devotions from Higher Things. They're daily devotions based on the readings each day of the week. And help yourself to those. We have a new summary of Christian doctrine Bible study, adult information class coming up here. Pastor, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
October 13th will begin during the Sunday morning study time. It'll be in that back corner room where it normally is. And it's just kind of a good refresher course. We'll cover anything and everything that we can possibly fit into those weeks in regards of our basic Christian doctrine, the catechism. And so if you know anybody interested in that class, put it on their schedule or talk to me, and we'll make sure to get you signed up for that.
Last Sunday we had our first college student lunch meal homemade food, I don't know what you want to call it, but after our 10:30 service this last Sunday, had a great turnout. Thanks to everybody that helped, participate, organized, invited, came up with the idea, all that kind of stuff. We'd like to do this on a regular basis, so if this is something that you think is a good thing or you're interested in helping with, talk to Pastor Moline. And We have lots of college students that are attending right now, and a lot of folks, not only from Seward, but from various colleges. It's a great way to give them a little touch of home, a little flavor like that while they're far away. So thanks again to everybody that helped. And Pastor Moline is doing a Sunday evening Bible study, 7 o'clock at Seward on campus, and that's every Sunday evening, and that's not just Seward students that are invited. Anybody can come.
Anybody can come. It's in the TLEC, room 102, and so if you need directions, let me know.
Yeah, and it's been a great turnout for that as well. Thanks to the choir, Bible study in the fellowship hall now, Lifelight tomorrow at 1 o'clock, continuing our study of the book of Judges. Anything else? I think we're good. Have a great day and week in the Lord Jesus.